He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
A church hall full of kids learning a language with its roots in ancient Mesopotamia. Welcome to Voices from a late evening language class in a Wellington suburb.
My name is Homasa David and I'm just one of the teachers here. I started here in 2016, but a fun fact, I actually was taught in the school 12 years ago. I actually literally grew up in this church. I love learning Assyrian, so my whole life I was taught to learn it.
And that's Assyrian, not Syrian, to be clear. 24-year-old Homasa is part of the minority Christian community originally from regions across Iraq, Iran, Syria, and parts of Turkey. In New Zealand today, the community is about 5,000 strong, most of whom arrived as refugees from the 1980s onwards, escaping persecution in Iraq. I'm Kadambri Raghukumar, and today I'm talking to some cultural custodians from the very tightly knit Assyrian community, both young and old, and passionately protective of their language.
It's just nice knowing a second language. It's like an old language, nobody knows about it. And it's actually a really good conversation starter with people when they go, what's Assyrian? And so that's what I like about it. It's very different. Another fun fact, this is where I met my fiancé, which is crazy.
At language school?
Yes. I have to get married here now. I'm not going to, but...
Do you think the kids are doing well? Do you think they're progressing well?
I think so. I do think so. I mean, it was hard for them with Corona when it did stop. So they did go a few months with no work. But I think now they're getting back into it.
Is it hard or easy?
Kind of easy, kind of hard.
My name is Vivian Kosho. I was born in Syria. Moved here as a refugee at the age of 2 with my family. And just been brought up here for 23 years.
And you're teaching at the school?
Yes, I am. I learnt at the same school, and now I'm teaching them.
Did you used to speak it when you were younger?
Yes. We were only allowed to speak Assyrian at home. No English. English was for the outside, and at home, all Assyrian. It's quite hard with this generation, where there's a lot of technology and all that. So their main focus is technology, but we bring them here so they can socialise with other Assyrian little kids as well.
Hey, teach me something. I'm curious to learn.
I'll teach you the letters of the alphabet.
Okay, teach me the letters of the alphabet. Okay, let me try. Alap, Bet, Gamal, Dalat, He, Wa, Zain, Khet.
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 Yes,
yeah, we have
okay.
Khet.
Okay. It's
in Hebrew.
Yes,
Khet. Similar.
Yeah. I'm being schooled, unsuccessfully, in guttural pronunciation by Sargon Wardi and Father Toma. Sargon runs a weekly Assyrian radio program, works with the Red Cross as a social worker, and is a bit of a polyglot. He speaks about 4 languages. Sargon came to New Zealand in the year 2000 under the Refugee Family Reunification Scheme. He's translating today for Father Toma, who arrived in New Zealand in 2015 and leads the Assyrian Church of the East.
More similar than to the Hebrew than Arabic. Yeah, Arabic they have more letters, they have 28.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But Hebrew, they have 22 exactly. And even the sound and the shape of the letters is very close. Arabic, Assyrian, and Hebrew, they're all Semitic languages. So they're coming from the same root. Teaching the children the language is not a favor that we are doing to them. It's kind of our responsibility. We feel like we have to pass the language to them, heritage to them. Majority of the people who will attend them as our mid-age people and all the senior people, and after 30 years of something like that, this generation, the new generation will be growing up, and if they don't know the language, if they are not they are not able to communicate in the language, then we will lose our communication with them. We wouldn't be able to talk to them.
It's Sunday morning, and just after Mass, I'm invited to breakfast in the ancient Church of the East in Strathmore, one of the many Assyrian churches in New Zealand. This is actually a massive spread, and a very welcome one.
So this is tomato. We kind of grill it with spices, like salt and black pepper, and a little bit of oil as well with it. Uh-huh. Yeah, and then we dip it with
the first Assyrians in Mesopotamia. Most of them were farmers, so we had our own villages in north of Iraq. And usually the families will have some sheep, some cows, chickens in the farm. And they will have their own, you know, like yogurt, bread. They make their own bread. For us, this is very classic, very related to our heritage and our culture.
This church is led by 74-year-old Father Aprem Pithio, originally from the ancient city of Nineveh in northern Iraq. He arrived in New Zealand in 1989 to escape persecution under Saddam Hussein's regime. Father Aprem's work with his community was recognized with a Queen's Service Medal in 2013.
Our liturgy also is very ancient liturgy. It is in Aramaic language, which was spoken by Jesus Christ and his apostles and disciples. Yeah. So we still use that liturgy, yet with our people, they cannot understand fully the Aramaic, so sometimes we do our masses or our services in Assyrian language.
Assyrian language is, it has roots thousands of years ago, started in Mesopotamia, like more than, I would say, 5,000 years ago. Assyria was a big empire, and before that there was Akkadian Empire as well, so the language came from the Akkadian, and then Assyrian and Babylonian language as well. So all of these languages melted, and Aramaic after that. So all of these languages melted to be our current modern language. Sending their children to the Assyrian school in the churches was the only way to keep the language in Iraq, because you were not allowed to have your own language schools. You were not allowed to have your own ethnicity, actually, because the government will say to you, no, you're not Assyrian, you are Christian Arabs, you know. So there was the community was kind of oppressed under that regime and under the being a minority there. It was okay to be a Christian, but it wasn't very okay to be an Assyrian. So we used our church to keep our ethnicity and our identity. In New Zealand and other countries, Western countries, I would say, Europe, America, Australia, we don't have that pressure because we're living in a free country. So you don't have discrimination because you are from this ethnicity or from this religion. Unfortunately, because of that, we're feeling more relaxed about that, and we're starting to lose the language in this relaxed environment.
It's a double-edged sword,
exactly,
that kind of freedom.
When you have a freedom, and fortunately, it means like you're losing some of your culture and your language as well. Not because of the freedom itself, but it's the way it works. Like any community, if they feel a pressure on them, they will try to keep their culture and try to keep their language more than any other times, you know? We have new generation growing up in Iraq. They fully speak the language. The situation has changed a little bit. We have some Assyrian schools. So they go to some of them will go to these Assyrian schools, and they will be studying everything in Assyrian. Not only Assyrian language, but mathematics, science, and everything will be in Assyrian until they will get to the universities.
Such a difficult dilemma. So that means, as a community, you have to work harder in New Zealand to preserve the language, isn't
it? It's much harder to keep the language in New Zealand than the Western countries that keeping it in Iraq.
How big is the community in Wellington?
In Wellington, it's around, I would say, 1,000, between 1,000 to 1,500 people. It was big, actually, some years ago, but some of them migrate to Australia. So we had about 3,000 people here some years ago. But these days, I would say it's a maximum about 1,500 people.
كاش كان المخبي الاخير برس قالت لنواب للشارع شو رايه
So if you listen to the radio program, you wouldn't hear any kind of foreign words that I use. So I use like almost 100% Assyrian words in my presentation. So that's to give our generation, new generation, kind of a proof that our language is capable. It's just like other languages when you do present news in their other languages, you know, like you speak fully in that language. So even in Assyrian, we can do that.
I am Shotpagum, dated Wellington, New Zealand. I lapet Arab Yerhutet, Ammo Ishta Nukza Khab. He worked Moriton Amman, Am Khurzan, the Danam Lita Menhuba, O Yartu.
And that's Voices this week. Thanks for listening. I'm Kadambri Raghukumar. To listen to more Voices stories on people from all across the world who live in New Zealand, you can subscribe to the Voices podcast on Apple, Google and Spotify. And of course, you can also find us on the RNZ website. The audio engineer for this episode was Flo Wilson. The executive producer for podcasts and series is Tim Watkin. And I'm Kadambri Raghukumar. Thanks for listening to Voices.